Men's game is coming up next. They're on 1230 KHS. The team's going through their final workouts here on the floor. Hastings coming in, a record of 9 wins, 14 losses on the season. They were 5-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference and absolutely stunk up the place on Sunday afternoon as they lost to Morningside by a score of 82-62. Hastings fell behind early. In fact, they had 13 turnovers in the first 12 minutes of the ballgame, fell behind 31-8, and Hastings never really in the ballgame the rest of the way as they lose by 20 to Morningside, 82-62. The Bulldogs are coming in, a record of 13 wins and 9 losses on the season. They are 7-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They played in a Concordia tournament over the weekend, and they lost two games to Concordia of Illinois and to Concordia of Wisconsin, losing by scores of 71-58 and 86-66. But the Bulldogs are currently sitting in fifth place right now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference with a mark of 7-5. And the top five teams will get the first-round byes in the GPAC postseason tournament coming up next month. But Concordia's got just a half a game lead over Dort tonight in the race for the fifth spot. And Dort is also playing at home tonight as they're taking on Briarcliff. So a tough ball game here for Hastings to try to right the ship one more time. It's been a win one, lose one every other week for Hastings here this season since the Christmas break. And Hastings will have a tough one coming up on Saturday afternoon in Orange City against Northwestern. So they hope to get things situated and turn for the good here after their performance on Sunday against Morningside. So we'll give you the starting lineups. First of all, for Concordia, by the way, this is the second meeting of the season between these two teams. Concordia beat Hastings in the first matchup in Seward and took us apart down there, 76-56. They had a huge rebounding edge in that ball game. As we talked during the pregame show at Lance, they out-rebounded Hastings in that contest 49-20. Broncos have to do a much better job on the boards if they want to stay in this one here tonight. Starting lineups for Concordia, Tyler Byrd, a 6-foot junior out of Bennington, Nebraska. Byrd is averaging 13 points and 5.4 rebounds per ball game. Barrett Braun is a 6'5" junior from Lakeside, California. He's averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds per game. Ryan Shrum is a 6'7" senior from Allen, Texas. Shrum averaging 13 points and 3 rebounds per game. Sam Huebner is a 6'6" senior from Aurora, Colorado, averaging 14 points and 9.9 rebounds per game. And Porter Brutel, a 6'7" sophomore from Madison, Nebraska, averaging 10 points and 5 rebounds per ball game. Starting lineups for Hastings College here tonight, they'll go with Devin Manning, a 6'1" junior out of Pueblo, Colorado. Manning is averaging 6 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. Derek Fletcher, a 6'7" senior out of Omaha. Fletcher is averaging 14 points and 5 rebounds per game, but tell you what, Derek has had a tough time in his last five games. He has averaged only 7 points per ball game in the last five games. He's averaging 14.7 on the season and 5 rebounds per game. Brady Lohman, a 6'1" freshman out of Norfolk, averaging 5 points and 2 rebounds per game. Dylan Flynn will get a start tonight, the 6'7" freshman out of Lincoln, averaging 3.8 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. And Donovan Schultz, a 6'6" senior from Aurora, Colorado, averaging 13 points and 5 rebounds per game. So Hastings will go with Dylan Flynn in the ball game tonight to give him a little bit bigger lineup out there with Flynn and also Donovan Schultz and Derek Fletcher. Concordia is a big, powerful, stocky, and experienced basketball team here tonight. Hastings had a similar problem with Dort a week or so ago here at home, facing a physical team, a team much like this, built like this. So the Broncos are trying their luck here tonight against Concordia after losing to the Bulldogs 76-56 in the first meeting earlier this season down in Seward. Hastings controls the opening tip. Broncos are 2 to our basket to our left, and immediately they turn the ball away as they pound the ball inside, and Huebner picks it up there for Concordia. So the first turnover in the Broncos. Here's a Byrd. He can really line it up from the outside. Goes over to Shrum on the wing. They get it inside to Brutel. Top of the key, down to Braun. Three-pointer is put up there. No good. High of the air for the rebound for Hastings, Donovan Schultz. Schultz gets it to the near sideline now to Manning. Back out to Schultz. Here at the top of the key. Now to Fletcher. Fletcher dribbles right to left across the top of the circle. Goes back to Schultz on the wing. Here's Dylan Flynn at the elbow. His pass back out on top. That's Brady Lohman with the ball. Lohman now to a Devin Manning. Manning, 15 on the shot clock, drives it to the hole. The shot's going to be blocked down. It is loose on a baseline. It goes out of bounds, and they will give the ball to Hastings. So the Broncos will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Still 12 seconds left in the shot clock. We have played 52 seconds here in the opening half. No score between Hastings and Concordia. Fletcher will play things in. Lohman out here in three-point territory on the right sideline. Lohman down to Fletcher. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Schultz. He's knocked down on the play. No foul call. It's picked up by Bird. His pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Manning. Now they get it to Brady Lohman. Now to Manning. Back into the offensive zone. Manning comes across the top to Schultz. Lobs it inside down to Flynn. And a traveling violation is called on Dylan Flynn. Dylan Flynn is whistled for the traveling violation. He's working against a Sam Huebner inside in the second consecutive turnover now on the Broncos. Bringing the ball up now for Concordia is going to be Tyler Bird. He flips it here to Braun. Braun back outside with the basketball is going to be Schrum. Comes across the top to Braun. Back down low. Here's Bertel. His shot is up and in. Porter Bertel scores down here on the baseline. Run underneath the hole there as he works against Donovan Schultz. And Concordia scores the first field goal of the ball game. 2-0 is the score. Concordia out on top, Hastings College with the ball. Here's Devin Manning. Manning dribbles left to right across the top of the key. Gives the ball now to Fletcher. Back outside to Manning. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound, and a foul is going to be called. Schultz is going to be guilty of the personal foul for Hastings as he was climbing the back of a Concordia Bulldog. That's going to be actually on Dylan Flynn, not Donovan. So Flynn picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. First team foul in the Broncos. 2-0 is the score. Concordia's got the lead. Here's Bird in the lane. Followaway jumper over Manning is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bertel. Bertel's pass is going to be intercepted. High in the air for that one. It was Fletcher as he knocks the ball down. Derek brings it back down. The dribble for Hastings. Out to Schultz for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Donovan Schultz nails the three ball. And the Broncos are out on top by a score of 3-2. So the big guy, Donovan Schultz, throws one up from a couple of feet beyond the three-point circle from the top of the key. Here's Bertel back down low again. He's double-teamed on the baseline. Bertel working against Schultz, puts it up there. The shot is up and in. Porter Bertel now with a couple of field goals in the ballgame. Concordia is out to a 4-3 advantage over the Broncos. Here's Donovan Schultz with the ball. Bounce pass down the lane. Nobody home. It goes out of bounds. Trying to get it to Flynn, and Schultz threw it out of bounds. The third turnover on Hastings in the ballgame. 4-3 is the score. Hastings trailing Concordia, 17-12 remaining here in the first half. Here's a Bird with a ball. Bird now to Huebner. Brings it back to Bird. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Can't go up with a shot. Here's a pass back down to the baseline. That's going to be Huebner working the ball against Flynn. His shot is up and in. Sam Huebner scores, so Bertel's got 4 points from close range. Huebner hit the other field goal, and now it's a 6-3 ball game. Concordia out on top, 16:45 to play. Here in the first half, Fletcher from the elbow. Bounce pass in the lane. It's going to be deflected. It's picked up by Lohman. So Hastings saves the possession here. Lohman out to Manning, top of the key. The ball poked away by Bird. It goes out of bounds. So Hastings College will play things in underneath their own basket. 16:37 remaining in the first half. Concordia is out to a 6-3 lead over the Broncos. Here's Fletcher as he plays it in. Now to Schultz. To Fletcher. Cranks up the three ball. His shot is up there at end. Derek Fletcher hits the three, and maybe that's a shot there to get him off and rolling. He's averaged only 7 points per game in the last five contests for the Broncos, and he's our leading scorer, averaging 14.7 points per ball game. He ties up the contest here at 6 points apiece. Here's a Schrum with the ball. Schrum comes over here to Braun. Braun dribbles with the ball, sends it inside now. With the basketball is going to be Huebner. Jump pass back out on top to Braun. Shot for three is up there and in. Barrett Braun hitting that three-pointer. And it's now a 9-6 ball game. Concordia's got the lead. Here's a Fletcher with the ball now for Hastings College behind a Schultz screen. Comes to the near sideline to Lohman. Now to a Devin Manning. Manning looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Manning sends it inside the paint there. With the basketball, there's going to be Schultz. Comes back out near the 10-second line. That's going to be Brady Lohman with 15 seconds left in the shot clock. Lohman to the right sideline. Picks up the dribble. Now sends it to the top of the key to Flynn. One bounce of the ball sends it out to Manning. His shot for three is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Flynn grabs it on the baseline. Flynn dribbles back out of here. Gets it to Brady Lohman. Now to Donovan Schultz. Man-to-man defense here for Concordia. Here's a Fletcher. Drives for the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bertel. Bertel gets it down to Bird. Long pass down to four. Left sideline, Trum for three. Shot is short. Rebound, Fletcher of Hastings. Derek Fletcher has got the ball. Runs her back the other way. Comes to the near sideline. Brady Lohman takes the ball to the hole. A scoop shot is up there. It's no good, and he's fouled. Brady Lohman takes it right to the hole for Hastings, and he is fouled in the play. And Lohman now goes to the free throw line here for the Broncos. Sam Huebner picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number one on the Bulldogs, and Brady Lohman goes to the free throw line now for the Broncos. Lohman has missed only one free throw all season long. He is 25 out of 26 from the free throw line for 96%. The freshman from Norfolk toes the mark. His shot is up there. It's right through the hole. Does not even hit rim. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Tobin Reinwald. So Reinwald is going to check in. And going out is going to be Devin Manning. 9-7 is the score. Concordia is out on top of Hastings here in the men's ball game. 15:03 to play in the first half. Next shot is up there is good. Lohman continues his excellence from the free throw line. So now it's a 9-8 ball game. The Bulldogs have the lead over Hastings as Tyler Byrd will bring the ball back down for the Dogs. Across the midcourt stripe, picked up by Lohman. He gets away, drives it to the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Schultz of Hastings. Schultz gets it to Lohman. Nearly lost it out of bounds. Brady down on the dribble for Hastings. Back into the offensive zone. Lohman goes to a Tobin Reinwald. Dribbles with the ball behind a screen. Drives it. And now comes back out into three-point territory. Schultz for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Byrd. Byrd runs her back the other way for Concordia. Right-handed dribble down the left sideline. Bertel now at the top of the key. Here's Braun with the ball, working against Reinwald. Bounce pass down to the baseline to Brent Houchin, who's into the ball game now to Braun. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound to Flynn of Hastings. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline to Fletcher. Derek with the ball for the Broncos right here at the top of the three-point circle. He gets it to the near sideline to Flynn. Now inside to Schultz, back to Flynn, and we got a foul call. Flynn trying to drive the ball to the basket, and a foul is going to be called here on the Bulldogs. Brett Houchin picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Bulldogs. Flynn's going to check out. Donovan Schultz is going to check out now for the Broncos. Jason State's going to come into the ball game as well for Hastings College. And also Trevor Holtmeyer. Now the Broncos turn the ball away as Lohman took it to the far sideline to Reinwald, and he couldn't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds. Four turnovers on Hastings. The Broncos had 13 turnovers in the first couple of minutes of the ball game on Sunday against Morningside, and eventually got blown out in the net, that one by 20 points, 82-62. Broncos really never in that contest. They fell behind 31-8. Here's Concordia with the ball. Back outside, here's a Shrum. His long-range jumper is up there, no good, and the rebound comes down to Reinwald. Out with pass to the far sideline to Lohman. Down the floor to Fletcher, 10-footer good. Derek Fletcher now with 5 points in the ball game, 10-9. The Broncos have the lead. So Hastings with the advantage here as Concordia comes back into the offensive zone. Here's Braun, pounds a bound down low to Huebner. His lob pass toward the bucket is going to be denied and knocked out of bounds. They try to get it to a Shrum, who's going up with a shot there. And the ball knocked out of bounds there by Fletcher of Hastings. So Concordia will play things in. Byrd will get it to a Houchin. Houchin now to Shrum out here in three-point territory. Some contact underneath the basket. And a foul is going to be called here on Holtmeyer of Hastings. Holtmeyer going at it with Sam Huebner down there for Concordia. First foul on Holtmeyer. That's going to be Concordia playing things in from underneath their own basket. Shrum now picked up by Fletcher of Hastings here on the near sideline. Shrum bounce pass down low to Houchin. He works down there. Goes up with a shot and a traveling violation. Good defense there by Jason States. So States and Houchin were going at it. A traveling violation is called here in the Bulldogs. 10-9 is the score. Hastings out to a one-point lead. Here's Reinwald with the ball. Dribbles right to left across the top of the key. Now reverses it. Gets it over to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer deep in the corner now on the right side to Brady Lohman. Circles around. Takes it into the paint. He's trapped. Gets it away to Holtmeyer for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Huebner. Huebner gets the ball away to Tyler Byrd into the forecourt. Byrd. Now to Huebner, top of the circle, drives it down the left side of the lane. Contact made, and a foul is going to be called in Hastings. Jason State's going to be hit with a personal foul here. As Huebner was driving the ball to the hole for Concordia, States takes a shot but also gets hit with a personal foul. Going to the free throw line for Concordia is going to be Sam Huebner. 79% foul shooter of the season. His shot is up there, and the shot is really no good. He is now 114 for 144 from the free throw line this season. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Manning. Going out will be Fletcher. 12:44 to play here in the first half. 10-9 is the score. Second free throw is up there and in by Huebner. Now we're tied up at 10 points apiece. 12:41 to play here in the first half for the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Ryan Walton, the far sideline, drives it toward the hole down here on the baseline. Stops, gets it down to Hallmeyer, puts a man in the air, goes up for the shot and scores. Trevor Hallmeyer scores there for Hastings. That's his first field goal. That gives the Broncos the advantage, 12-10. Here's Sam Huebner with the ball on the wing, and the left side is Schrum. Back outside to Braun for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. The ball tipped out. It's picked up by Schrum. Schrum down to a Barrett Braun. As Concordia now works with the ball. Here's a Charles Dunbar, who's into the ball game now for Concordia. Gets it to Schrum. Schrum down to a Huebner. Takes it down to the baseline on the dribble. He stops there. Jason State's right in his face defensively. Back outside to Braun. Now Huebner sets a screen for Braun as he takes it into the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be wild. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Jason States with the board. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline to Manning. Manning back to the center of the floor. Tries to drive it. Now leads it out here to Woolman for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Charles Dunbar for Concordia. Now the Bulldogs want to call a timeout. Grant Schmidt, the veteran head coach of Concordia, wants to call a timeout. 11 minutes and 37 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 12, Concordia 10.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for spring sports with great products from Mizuno, Wilson, Diamond, Tachikara, Russell, Majestic, and Richardson. So whether you play club volleyball, little league baseball, or run track, we have what you need for another successful season. Stop in today and see our new retail showroom full of gear to outfit you from head to toe. Don't forget, we do screen printing and embroidery too. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 12-10 the score. Hastings College out on top of the Concordia Bulldogs here tonight. And in the women's ball game, Concordia comes from 16 points down in the second half to nip Hastings 66-62. So Concordia will play things in. Here's a Charles Dunbar with the ball now as he walks it into the offensive zone. Over to Schrum. Now he took it down to the baseline to Huebner. He tries to send it into the lane. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. Second turnover on Concordia here in the ball game. The Broncos have the ball back the other way. Devin Manning dribbles to the free throw line. Can't put up a shot. Now Manning does from the top of the key. It's up there. It's going to be short. And the rebound comes down to Tyler Bird, who's back into the ball game. Bird goes sailing down, flying down the left sideline. Takes it down in the corner now to Schrum. Back out to Bird, down to Charles Dunbar. Picked up by Olsen, who's into the ball game now. Nate Olsen for Hastings. Here's Dunbar, drives it behind his screen, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on Sam Huebner, who is setting the screen out there just beyond the free throw line. Olsen ran right into him and picks up the personal foul. So Huebner now with two fouls. Hastings with the ball. Here's Devin Manning. Manning now to Olsen. Nice pass down low as they get it to Jason States, now to Olsen. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Bertel for the Concordia Bulldogs as they come back the other way on the offensive drive here. Charles Dunbar has got it. Dunbar dribbling with the ball to the near sideline. Gets away, takes it down to the baseline. Jump pass goes inside. Grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring is Bertel. Porter Bertel now with 6 points in the basketball game. And Concordia has come back to tie this thing up at 12 points apiece. 10 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in this first half. Here's Olsen with the ball, takes it to the elbow. Nice pass down low. States grabs it, goes up, and shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Bertel. Jason States misses one from point-blank range. Here's Bird back for Concordia to a Porter Bertel to the wing on the left side. Now they pound it back inside the lane. Here's a Huebner, tries to put a move on, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Huebner grabs his own rebound. Huebner picked up there by Holtmeyer of Hastings. Comes back on top with a fresh shot clock to Dunbar. Dribble penetration. Here's a pass down low to Bertel, and he's fouling the play. Dunbar takes that one into the lane. Passes down there to Bertel on the baseline, and he is fouled in a play by Hallmeyer of Hastings. Or rather, Jason States picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. So States picks up his second personal foul. Porter Bertel of the free throw line. He's got 6 points in the basketball game on 3 field goals. And his shot is up there. It's no good. He's just a 55% foul shooter in the season. Concordia as a team hitting 73% of their foul shots so far this year. Porter Bertel will have another free throw here. 12-12 is the score. Hastings and the Dogs all tied up. Next shot is up there. That one rims off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Schultz. Hastings coming back the other way. Reinwald has got it on the right sideline down to Brady Woolman. Comes to the near side down to Fletcher. Gets it inside to Donovan Schultz. Donovan works hard, goes for the basket. His shot is up there and in. Donovan Schultz powers his way into the hole there for Hastings, and it's 14-12. Broncos with a 2-point lead. Here's Dunbar with the ball out of here in 3-point territory. Charles Dunbar, not a bird. His shot over Lohman is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Rebound to Flynn. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline to Brady Lohman. Comes back to the center of the floor. Now dribbles to the wing on the right side. Lohman behind the screen from Schultz. Gives the ball away to Donovan now. Right side of the lane. Donovan out to Brady Lohman between the rings now. Here's the Tobin Reinwald. Directs some traffic here. The Broncos have a 2-point lead. 14-12. Schultz lobs it inside. Fletcher grabs it. Fletcher can't go up. Goes to Flynn at the free throw line. His running one-hander is good. Dylan Flynn puts it up there left-handed and scores. And Hastings has scored the last 4 points in the ballgame. Broncos 16 and Concordia 12. 8:44 to play here in the first half. Charles Dunbar to Ryan Schrum. Free throw line extended left side. Picked up out there by Reinwald of Hastings. Schrum dribbling with the ball here for Concordia. Now runs into Flynn. Falls down with the ball. We got a foul called on Dylan Flynn. He came out to help out. And Flynn picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Hastings. So it's going to be Concordia playing things in. Baseline left side. Well, actually, they're going to do it over here right in front of the scorer's table. It's going to be Schrum inbounding the ball here for Concordia. So Schrum will play things in to a Tyler Bird behind his screen. Bird has got it over on the far sideline, picked up over there by Brady Woolman. Now behind his screen, Bird gets away, dribbles down the lane, bounce pass goes down low. Wheeling, putting up a shot, is going to be Banahan, and a foul is going to be called. Andy Banahan just checked in there for the Dogs. And Andy Banahan picks up the personal foul for Concordia on the rebound. So that's team foul number 4 on Concordia. We got 8 minutes and some change left here in the first half. 16-12 is the score. Hastings out to a 4-point advantage. Here's Derek Fletcher behind his screen again. He moves it to the right side. Now comes to the near side to Donovan Schultz. Down in the corner to Lohman. His shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Brent Houchin for Concordia. Houchin not a bird as he comes back into the offensive zone. Houchin with the ball to the far side. Here's a 3-pointer put up there. No good by Vogt. And the rebound comes down to Hallmeyer of Hastings. Hallmeyer gets it down to Brady Lohman. Now to Derek Fletcher. Fletcher on the right wing. Dribbles across the top of the key. Now to Schultz. His 3-pointer is put up there and in, and he's fouled in the play. Donovan Schultz gets a 3-pointer to go down, and he is nailed on the play out here in 3-point territory. And Donovan now goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a 4-point play. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Ryan Schrum. That's going to be his first. So Donovan Schultz to the free throw line and trying to make this a 4-point play. His shot is up there. It is good. And Hastings all of a sudden has an 8-point lead. It's the Broncos 20 and Concordia 12. 7.5 minutes to play. Now Hastings applying some pressure here in backcourt. Dogs have it here. Tyler Bird gets it into the offensive zone. And Hastings will go to a zone defense on this possession. They have built an 8-point lead, 20-12. Here on the near sideline, they throw the ball away. Adam Vogt cannot hang on to it here in front of the Bronco bench. That's the third turnover on Concordia here in the ballgame. So Hastings a chance to go up by 10 points here with a field goal. Here's a Derek Fletcher with the ball behind the screen from Hallmeyer's 3-pointer. Down the hole it goes. Derek Fletcher now with 8 points in the ballgame. Hastings with an 11-point lead. The Broncos 23 and Concordia 12. Hastings back to their man-to-man defense here on this possession. Adam Vogt has got it behind his screen. Vogt, top of the key, drives it down the right side of the lane, goes for the hole, contact made. An offensive foul is going to be called. knocks down a Bronco underneath the basket there. An offensive foul is called in Concordia. Adam Boat picks up his first personal foul. That's the sixth team foul on Concordia here in the ball game. The Broncos have an 11-point lead, 23-12. 6:55 to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Concordia stays with their man-to-man defense. Here's Fletcher. Fletcher trying to get away here on the near sideline. Now penetration, splits a couple of defenders. He loses control of the ball, but it's going to be Hastings' ball as it's knocked out of his hands. End of the ball game now for the Broncos will be Devin Manning. Devin Manning comes in for Tobin Reinwald, who's going to check out. Broncos will inbound the ball, baseline right side. Fletcher gets it down to Manning here on the near side. Manning dribbling the ball, picks it up. Now he's in trouble. Manning gets rid of it. Down to Donovan Schultz, to Derek Fletcher. Fletcher, 4-3. Shot is up there. It's good again. Derek Fletcher might be breaking out of his slump here. That is bad news for the Dogs. He had averaged only 7 points per ball game in his last five contests. Hastings is out to a 26-12 advantage here in his first half with 6:18 to play. Here's Braun with the ball now. Braun moves it over in the far sideline. Hastings back to their man-to-man defense. Bird circles around. Bird stops at the top of the key. Good defense here by Manning. Now to Adam Vogt. Vogt sends the ball inside. Holding on to it over there is going to be Houchin. Houchin's pass down here on the right side is going to be saved by the Broncos as Donovan Schultz flips the ball back into the face of Porter Bertel. It goes ricocheting off of his right cheek out of bounds. Donovan Schultz saved that ball from going out of bounds as he tried to save it, but his save went right off of the right cheek of Porter Bertel. And I'll tell you what, it's like a boxer taking a shot at the ropes. He's going to have to come to the sidelines to make sure everything is all squared away in his head. That was a hard shot. We got a timeout. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 26, Concordia 12.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance Services, what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. 26-12, Hastings College with a lead early in this contest. So far, a great shooting night for Derek Fletcher. He's got 11 points in the ballgame. Donovan Schultz has got 9. So a couple of guys that have been in kind of a slump for Hastings as of late have come out and sparked the Broncos here in the first half. Porter Bertel has got 6 points for Concordia. So 5 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings out to a 26-12 advantage over Concordia tonight. And the Broncos will have the basketball. There's a woman with it now. Takes it to Fletcher on the right sideline behind his short screen. Here's another three-pointer put up there top of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Brett Houchin. Houchin with a rebound to Bird. Now to Houchin out here in three-point territory. Picked up there by Hallmeyer. Now to Adam Boat. Boat takes it to the left side. That's Braun with the ball. And now we got a foul away from all the action. It's going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Hallmeyer. So Trevor Hallmeyer picks up his second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 6 on Hastings. Down to the scores table, checking in now for Hastings will be Aaron Kane. Kane comes in for Hallmeyer. Also, a trio of new players come in for Concordia head coach Grant Schmidt. So Concordia will play things in. Now before they do that, we've got a personal foul called. It's going to go on Fletcher of Hastings. So Derek Fletcher picks up the personal foul for the Broncos. That's going to be his first. That was even before Concordia inbounded the ball as they were holding Ryan Schrum in there. So Schrum will go to the free throw line. That's the 17 foul in Hastings. This is a 1-1, and Shrum's first free throw is down the hole. Schrum is 79% foul shooter in the season, 58 of 73 coming in here as he hits his first one tonight. Next one is up there is good. He hits a pair, and the Bronco lead is now 12 points again. 26-14. We're in the first half with 5.5 to play. Here's Devin Manning with the ball on the right sideline. Manning comes out to Kane at the top of the key, moves it to the left side of the lane. Now bounce pass to Schultz, and he is out of bounds. Ball is kind of deflected, and Schultz went down to the baseline to pick it up, and he was out of bounds. So a turnover on Hastings. That's their fifth of this first half. Concordia's got 3. 26-14 is the score. The Broncos have a 12-point lead. And this is Charles Dunbar with the ball now for Concordia across the midcourt stripe to Tyler Bird. Bird picked up there by Manning. Around the screen, Bird at the top of the key. Puts Manning in the air, fires up a three ball. It's up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Schultz. Outlet pass to the near sideline. That's a Fletcher with the ball. Derek Fletcher flips it to Schultz. He'll take the three. His shot is up there. It's off the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Sam Huebner for Concordia. Now to Charles Dunbar. Dunbar runs her back the other way. Dunbar spins left side of the lane. Pass across the paint now. It's going to be tipped and then kicked by Hastings. So it's going to be Concordia inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Here comes Tobin Reinwald back into the ball game now. 26-14 is the score. Hastings out on top. There's a Ryan Shrum with it now. Shrum goes into Huebner. He spins in the lane. Now the ball is knocked loose, and comes out into three-point territory. Dunbar down to Bird. Takes it down to the baseline. Double team. Comes back up to Charles Dunbar as he works the offense. Dunbar dribbling with the ball. Drives it toward the hole. Nice dish down low. And Asana's up and in. Porter Bertel gets away, and he was open. Takes the easy shot. He's got 8 points in the ball game. 26-16. Here's a shot from the free throw line by Fletcher. It's off the right side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Bird for Concordia. Tyler Bird, right-handed dribble. Brings it back up there. Now to Huebner, to Charles Dunbar. Dunbar, top of the key to Shrum. Drives it. Now leaves it over here to Bird. Bird out on top again. But the basketball is going to be Huebner. Down low to Bertel. His shot is up and in. Porter Bertel scores. And now Lance says, we got to do something with this guy. He's got 5 field goals and 10 points already. He scored just 11 the last time the two teams played. Well, he met in Seward. But a big, good ball game by Porter Bertel. Timeout, Hastings. Broncos call the TO. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 26, Concordia 18.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Concordia won the first ball game, coming from 16 points down in the second half to beat Hastings 66-62. The Bronco men now have a 26-18 advantage over the Bulldogs here in game number two. Here's Brady Lohman just inside the free throw line. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound Kane. Follow shot good. Aaron Kane gets the offensive board and the putback. Hastings back out by 10. The Broncos now leading by a score of 28-18. We got 3:39 to play here in the first half. Here's Charles Dunbar, drives the ball against Kane, takes it down to the baseline, and the dish is off, and a shot is up and in. That's Porter Bertel again. Bertel now with 12 points in the ball game, 28-20. It's been a one-man wrecking crew so far for the Dogs. Here's Fletcher at the elbow, comes over in the left side. Jason States, little fake, comes out on top to Reinwald, hops inside, his off-balance shot is up there. It's no good. But we got a traveling violation called in Reinwald. Turnover number 6 on Hastings. 28-20 is the score. Broncos trying to rebound from their loss on Sunday to Morningside. They lost here at the Osborne Sports Complex 82-62. Hastings has not played well at home this season for some reason. Here's a Charles Dunbar with the ball. He drives the ball to the basket and his shot is up and in. Well, the left side just opens up there as Charles Dunbar gets the field goal for Concordia. That makes it a 28-22 ball game in favor of Hastings. Here's Aaron Kane. The shot from the elbow is no good. Tip try, no good. Battle for the ball. Dunbar grabs it out for Concordia. Charles Dunbar down the right sideline. Dunbar will hold up now. He can't penetrate against Lohman. Comes out on top to Bird. Drives it down the lane. Bounce pass comes out now to Dunbar. He holds it. Lobs it inside again to Bertel. His shot is up there and in. That time Jason States was there. Lance has tried a couple of different guys on Porter Bertel, but Porter, I'll tell you what, they're eating the Broncos' lunch inside. 28-24 is the score. It's a 4-point lead now for Hastings. Here's Aaron Kane, Tobin Reinwald to Kane on the wing on the right side. Kane comes out now to Fletcher. Here's Jason State to the elbow, left side of the lane. Dribbles out of there, flips the ball now to Lohman. 14 seconds on the shot clock. 2 minutes and 5 seconds to play in this first half. States right at the elbow, hands it away. Now it's tipped away. It's picked up by Bertel down to Dunbar. Drives, shoots, and scores. Hastings turns the ball over. Now the Broncos have coughed up a big lead here. Now Lance wants to call another timeout. 1:55 to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 28, Concordia 26.
Love smoked barbecue? Then you'll love the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe. Your mouth will tingle once it indulges in the juicy, slow smoked and roasted brisket, baby back ribs, chicken, or pork with delicious sides like steakhouse coleslaw, oven roasted baked beans, and other delicious sides and desserts. For dine-in, carry-out, or drive-thru, satisfy your barbecue appetite at the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe, 2215 North Kansas Avenue, across from the Dairy Queen, next to Express Mart in Hastings. We're smoking.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Broncos had a 14-point lead at 26-12, and now Concordia has come back. They're on a 14-2 run over the Broncos here in the past couple of minutes. And now it's a two-point ball game, 28-26. Earlier tonight, Concordia beating Hastings in women's basketball 66-62. Sioux Falls has beaten Dakota Wesleyan 69-60. Also in women's play, Nebraska Wesleyan over Doan 63-54. Northwestern wins over Mount Marty 88-59. Morningside winning and also Dort winning in women's college basketball earlier tonight. Broncos with the ball. Fletcher goes inside now to Jake Marvin, who's into the ball game. Now to Olsen. Olsen out to Fletcher. A little hesitation. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Now gets it to Brady Woolman. Circles around the dribble. Tries to drive it. Can't do it there again. So much bigger Ryan Schrum. Back out to Kane. He angles toward the basket. His shot no good. Rebound. Kane. Follow shot no good. And he's fouling the play. Kane trying to take it inside against a much taller Sam Huebner. And a foul is going to go here on Huebner. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now on Sam Huebner. That's going to be team foul number seven on the Bulldogs. And now one of the big guns for Concordia is in some foul trouble here with three fouls. To the free throw line, Kane, and his shot is up and in. Kane, a 57% foul shooter in the season. He is now 16 out of 27, averaging 4 points, three rebounds per game. So Aaron Kane will toe the mark again for Hastings, a 6'3" and senior out of Colorado Springs. Here comes the second shot. It is around the rim, falls off, no good. The score should be 29-26 now. I think the score should be. Should make the correction on the scoreboard. Now they're going to look down at the scorers table. Charles Dunbar comes over here to a Bird. Lobs it to a Porter Bertel. Back out on top now to Dunbar. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kane. I think the correction on the scoreboard, it should be 29-26, I believe. A minute to play here in this first half. Here's a Nate Olson with the ball. Nate gets it out here to a Dane Bacon, who's into the contest now. Bacon here on the near sideline. Takes it into the paint, goes for the basket. His shot is up there and in. The former Kearney High Bearcat, Dane Bacon, scores. And the Broncos now lead by a score of 30-26. 40 seconds to play here in this first half. Here's a Ryan Schrum with the ball. Schrum comes over here to a Charles Dunbar. Dunbar out to Ryan Schrum. Schrum now to Brent Houchin, who's into the ball game now, picked up by Olsen. He flips it back out here to Ryan Schrum. Now to Dunbar. Entry pass to Houchin. Houchin is double-teamed. The ball poked away. The scramble is on. Hastings has the ball. They covered up. Now a jump ball is called. Hastings wanted the timeout there, but they didn't get it. Jump ball is called. And the arrow pointing in favor of the Bulldogs, who will stay right here. 31-26. I think they got the scoreboard corrected up there. 31-26. Hastings with a lead here. Here's Charles Dunbar. With the ball now for Concordia behind his screen. Throws it over here on the wing. Here's a long-range jumper put up there. No good at the buzzer by Ryan Schrum. That was a shot clock buzzer. Rebounded by Hastings. Here comes Olsen back the other way. Drives into the hole. His shot is up there, and it's going to be a goaltending call. Nate Olsen went down the floor like a jet. Took it right to the hole. And a goaltending call is a whistle on Concordia. That ball was tapped along the backboard with 3.5 seconds to play. Now Concordia's got to burn a timeout. The Bulldogs, and Grant Schmidt is not happy with that timeout call here with 3.5 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with the score. Hastings 33, Concordia 26.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu. Or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Concordia plays things in. 3.5 seconds to play here in the first half. It'll be Ryan Schrum inbounding the ball. He gets it into Bird. Bird has his pocket picked by Fletcher. His shot is up there from the right sideline. It's no good as Fletcher goes up for the shot. And Hastings will have the lead here at halftime over Concordia. That was a pretty solid first half for Hastings College. The Broncos with a lead over Concordia here at the halftime break. It's Hastings 33, Concordia 26. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boar's Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. New Mohawk products are arriving at Boar's Floors, and you can get sale prices on the new Mohawk carpet, tile, laminate, and wood, plus discounts on the current Mohawk line of floor products. Now is the time to save on Mohawk Carpet at Boar's Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 46-FLOOR, that's 463-5667, Boar's Floors in Hastings.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're in halftime of the men's ball game here tonight. Hastings College down on top of the Concordia Bulldogs by the score of 33-26. The Broncos built a 14-point lead in this contest at 26-12. However, Concordia then comes back and goes on a 14-2 run to get back into the ball game at 28-26. But Hastings scoring the last 5 points of the ball game in the first half, and the Broncos enjoy the lead after the first 20 minutes. The score is 33-26. Broncos getting 11 points in the first half of play from Derek Fletcher. Fletcher hits a three. In fact, he had three threes in the first half of play and also a two-point field goal. Fletcher leading the way with the 11 points. Donovan Schultz has got nine. He's got a couple of three-pointers and a two-point field goal, and he's one out of one from the free-throw line. So Fletcher with 11. Donovan Schultz has got 9 points in the ball game. Aaron Kane has got three. Kane has got a field goal, and he is one out of two from the free-throw line. Nate Olson has got a field goal and 2 points. Brady Lohman has got two free throws in two attempts for his 2 points. Dane Bacon has hit a field goal for two, and Dylan Flynn has got a field goal and 2 points here in the basketball game. Hastings has shot only five free throws in the first half of play, and they have connected on four of those. Concordia is being led by Porter Bertel. We have had all kinds of problems with him inside. He has got 7 field goals, and he is 0 of 2 from the free throw line. Bertel has got 14 points in the basketball game. Sam Huebner, one of the leading scorers for Concordia, has been held to only 3 points. He's got a field goal, and he is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Also with 3 points is Barrett Braun on a 3-pointer, and Ryan Schrum has got a couple of free throws and 2 points here at halftime. Concordia is 3 out of 6 from the free throw line in the first half. So Hastings College has built a 7-point lead over Concordia here at halftime. The score is 33-26. Checking the other scores, first of all, on the women's side of things here tonight, it was Dort defeating Briar Cliff in women's college basketball, 64-60. Morningside blew out Midland tonight in women's play, 88-66. Northwestern over Mount Marty, 88-59. Nebraska Wesleyan broke a 15-game losing streak to Doan tonight as the Prairie Wolves beat the Tigers by the score of 63-54. It was Sioux Falls over Dakota Wesleyan, 69-60, and Concordia beating Hastings tonight by the score of 66-62. Scoring in that ball game, it was Amber Kistler hitting for 18 points in the ball game tonight for Concordia. Katie Rich had 16, and Kristen Miller had 15 points. For Hastings, Sophia McDermott, 16. Brittany Wong had 16. Alicia Stadler had 14. Courtney Spahn had 11 points in the ballgame. The Broncos drop this one tonight after having a 16-point lead in the second half of play. The Broncos drop this one by 4, 66-62. The Broncos are now 11-14 on the season. They're 4-10 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia improves to 13 wins and 12 losses. They are now 5-8 in the conference. Some men's scores. We see Morningside has got the lead over Midland at halftime. The score is 43-29. Hastings leading Concordia by the score of 33-26 here at halftime. Elsewhere, it is Northwestern leading Mount Marty at the break. It is 46-35. Also at the break, Nebraska Wesleyan out on top of Doane by the score of 36-31. It is 33-26 here. The Hastings College men out on top of Concordia here tonight in men's college basketball. Coming up, we've got our Scholar Athlete of the Week and also Hastings College Spotlight as we check in with Tyson Ervonik. We've got the second half straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball at 1230 KHAS.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you by T&L Irrigation. The choice is simple. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered T&Ls you've been looking at.
For a need-free T&L pivot system, call your T&L dealer today.
Stop at T&L Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your T&L dealer.
Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is senior softball star Rachel Finnegan from Omaha, Nebraska. Rachel is a chemistry major with a 3.92 GPA. On the field, Rachel's been a three-year starter and an academic All-American. Last year, she hit .286 with five home runs, 27 RBIs, had 11 walks, and only struck out 28 times. Rachel has a 9.76 fielding average and guided the Broncos to a 27-23 record, 17-9 in the GPAC. In the classroom, she's a member of the Dean's List, she's on the All-Nebraska softball team, and is a member of the American Chemical Society. In her free time, she enjoys reading, studying, and bike riding. Once again, Rachel Finnegan, your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week. The Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by T&L Irrigation, proudly supporting the academics and athletics in our society.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
Hello and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight Show for 1230 KHS Radio. I'm Tyson Evronik. Joining me this evening is Preston Peterson. Preston, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
Preston, just wanted to first of all just talk a little bit about yourself and a little bit about what you're doing. You actually work out at the Grand Island office for Republican Adrian Smith, and just tell us a little bit about how you got started in your line of work.
Well, I'm originally from Broken Bow, Nebraska, and I have had an internship with Congressman Smith where through different contacts and knowing the congressman through some different things I did in high school, was able to get an internship with Congressman Smith's Grand Island office.
Okay, and what are some of the things that you do over there?
Some of the different things we did over there was doing different things, looking at newspapers to find pertinent news articles to get to the congressman so the congressman could stay up to date on what's going on in the 3rd District in Nebraska, attending events on his behalf, and just keeping up with questions that different constituents and problems different constituents had so that we could facilitate for the congressman while he's in D.C.
Mm-hmm. And you are a junior over there at Hastings College. What are, I guess, some of the classes that you've been taking throughout your college career that have helped you grow in this political field?
Well, I've taken a few political science classes, which have obviously helped me to understand, you know, the basic premise of government, you know, different parts and different aspects of government. I've also taken different history classes and literature classes, which have really helped me to gain an appreciation for Nebraska, and which has really helped drive me to do whatever I can to try and help Nebraska in the 3rd District. And this internship I had was a great opportunity to kind of go a little bit further with that desire to help the 3rd District.
And you mentioned before that some of your work involves inviting the congressman to come speak on the behalf of the 3rd District. You have kind of spearheaded the effort to schedule him to come to Hastings College tomorrow morning. Talk a little bit what's going on here.
Well, the congressman's going to come to Hastings College Thursday morning at 8:30. He's going to have an open roundtable discussion with different faculty and students, people here on campus. And it's a great opportunity for students and faculty here at Hastings College to be able to have an opportunity to meet with the congressman, discuss issues that they find important, give their viewpoint of, you know, what are some of the big issues that they feel the 3rd District is facing going into the future.
And we talk a lot about, especially during the political campaign season, Preston, we talk a lot about the town hall discussions. These are really something that the congressman, or if it's a senator, they really don't have an agenda when they come into this. It's more of just them fielding and listening to the concerns of the people, isn't it?
Definitely. You know, it's a great opportunity for people, the constituents, the people that live in the district, to have an opportunity to talk with the congressman where it's, you know, there's not really a political agenda. It's an opportunity to talk with the congressman, get your opinion out there so that the congressman has an understanding of what does the district feel about when it comes to these certain issues, and what can, and as a congressman, what he can do as a delegate going to D.C. to make sure that the 3rd District isn't lost in the D.C. mumbo-jumbo.
Right, and you know, how unique is this, Preston, to have a political figure like this come out to Hastings College? I know in the 1 year that I was there, I can't recall anything like this. Is this something that's unique for the college?
Oh, definitely. As far as somebody, a representative from D.C. coming back and visiting Hastings College specifically is a very rare opportunity, especially for, you know, the community of Hastings and especially Hastings College. So it's a great opportunity for students and faculty. That doesn't happen every day, and I just hope that people take advantage of it.
Okay, well, once again, it's Preston Peterson with the Adrian Smith's Grand Island office on the Hastings College Spotlight with us, a junior out at Hastings College. So, Preston, congratulations on the great work so far, and we look forward to talking with you again in the future.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Hastings College Spotlight has been brought to you by Hastings Federal Credit Union, serving the financial needs of people who live or work in the Hastings area. Stay tuned because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex as we get set for the second half. Hastings will have the opening possession. The Broncos have the lead in men's college basketball, 33-26 over Concordia here tonight. Here's a Brady Woolman driving the ball down the right side of the lane. Gives it away now to Dylan Flynn. Spins, puts a nice move. His shot is up there and in. Nice move there by Dylan Flynn. He spins in the lane and puts it up off the window and scores. And the Broncos now lead by 9 points again, 35-26. Hastings shooting to our basket to our right here in the second half of play. Here comes Concordia back up the floor. Porter Bertel inside the free throw circle. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Flynn. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline now. That's going to be Devin Manning. He drives the ball in the hole. Contact made. Foul is going to be called. Manning runs into Bird. And Tyler picks up the personal foul for Concordia. That's going to be his first. And the first team fouling the Dogs in the second half of play. So Hastings has got a 35-26 advantage over Concordia here in the second half. They play it in. That's a Tobin Reinwald. Gets it out to a Donovan Schultz on the wing on the left side. Donovan dribbles to the top of the key. Hands it away to Manning. Manning hesitates. Drives it down the left side of the lane. His shot is up there and in. Devin Manning scores there for Hastings. That's his first field goal. And the Broncos have now built an 11-point lead, 37-26. Hastings has scored the first 4 points here in the second half. Here comes Concordia. Ryan Shrum has got the ball back out on top. We've got a lot of body laying in the lane right now. That's Schultz down for Hastings. He's going to be the guilty party. Schultz picks up his first. He knocks down a man in the lane. I think that was Heber getting up for Concordia, but Schultz is going to be whistled for the personal foul. And Concordia will play things in as Bird will get it in to Bertel. His shot is up there and in. Porter Bertel scores again. Boy, we have had absolutely no answer for him tonight. He's got 16 points in the ball game on 8 field goals. 37-28. Hastings with the lead. Here's Flynn with the ball. Left side of the lane. Gets it out to a Brady Lohman. Lohman out to Manning. Man-to-man defense here for Concordia. Manning dribbling with the ball. Now comes to the near side. Flynn has got it. Fakes the hand off to a Manning. Now dribbles inside the free throw circle. Gives it away to Schultz. Now to Manning. Drives it down to the baseline. Angles put the basket. His shot's going to be blocked down, but right into the hands of Reinwald. His shot is no good. Bound for the loose ball. It's picked up here by Flynn. He has the basketball stripped away by Huebner. Huebner gets it ahead. Now to Bird coming back the other way. Tyler Bird for Concordia. Lobs it into the lane again to a Bertel. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tip try is up there and good. Porter Bertel now with 18 in the ball game. 37-30. Hastings leading by 7 points. Broncos with the ball. Brady Lohman comes over here to a Tobin Reinwald. Picked up by Shrum. Reinwald to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. And the rebound comes down to Bird. Bird runs her back the other way for Concordia. Streaking up the floor. They get it to Ryan Shrum for three. Shot good. Ryan Shrum hits a three ball. And Lance wants to call a timeout. Broncos call a timeout. Here with 17:41 to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 37, Concordia 33.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings with a lead over Concordia, 37-33. Halftime score, Sioux Falls leading Dakota Wesleyan in men's basketball, 28-25. Briarcliff is leading Dort at halftime by a score of 48-37. Some of the other scores going on in the Great Plains Athletic Conference tonight. 37-33. Hastings led at halftime, 33-26. Broncos are led by as many as 14 points here in this basketball game. So Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. 37-33. The Broncos have the lead. 17-40 remaining here in the ballgame. Here comes Brady Lohman with the ball now for Hastings. Works against Bird. His pass comes down the near sideline to Devin Manning. He holds the ball here. Comes out to Flynn. Now to Lohman on the left wing. Takes it down to the baseline. Stops there. Jump pass out on top to Fletcher. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound Flynn. He goes back up. His shot is no good, and he's fouled in the play. Fletcher went tumbling down after releasing that three ball there, but no foul was called. But now a foul was called inside, and Dylan Flynn will go to the free throw line. Huebner picks up the foul. That's going to be number four on him. Coming into the ball game now is going to be Brent Houchin for Concordia. So Flynn to the free throw line. He's got a couple of field goals and 4 points tonight. He's a 72% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. The shot good. Flynn will have one more. The Broncos now have a five-point advantage. It is Hastings 38 and Concordia 33. Dylan Flynn will toe the mark again for Hastings. 6'7" freshman out of Lincoln, and his shot is up there and in. So Flynn hits a pair. The Broncos are back out to a six-point advantage, 39-33. Down the near sideline comes Braun for Concordia. To Bertel, out to Bird now. Bird goes over to Ryan Schrum on the wing. Back to Bird. Down the left wing to Braun. Entry pass. They get it inside to Houchin. He dumps it down low to Bertel. The ball stripped away. Flynn gets the steal there for Hastings College. Here come the Broncos back the other way. Fletcher has got the ball at the top of the key. Now to Schultz. Holds it. Now drives it into the paint. And we got a whistle. We got a foul called. A foul here is going to go on the Porter Bertel of Concordia. That's going to be his first. Concordia had 7 turnovers in the first half. Hastings had 8. Broncos have the ball now. Here's Fletcher. His shot from 15. That one rims off no good. And the rebound comes down to Barrett Braun for Concordia. 39-33. Hastings with a 6-point lead. Here's a Tyler Bird with the ball near sideline. They get it to Ryan Schrum. Holds it. Out on top now to Braun. There's Bird on the wing again on the right side. Picked up by Manning. Top of the key, here's Houchin. Back to Bird on the right side. Entry pass to get it to Bertel. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound comes down to Lohman. Brady Lohman down to the left sideline. Gets it back to the center of the floor. Lohman now on the right side of the lane for Hastings. Bounce pass goes inside. With the basketball there is going to be Flynn. Double team comes back out to Lohman. Top of the key. Drives it. Now goes up with a shot right-handed. It's up there, no good. Tip try, no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound comes down to Porter Bertel. Porter Bertel back with the basketball for Concordia. To Tyler Bird down the right sideline. Still 39-33. Hastings with a 6-point lead here tonight. Men's college basketball. Braun goes over here to Houchin. Down in the corner to Schrum. Entry pass again to Bertel. Knocked away, and now we got a foul called. They continue to go to Porter Bertel inside. And why not? He's had a sensational ball game. Personal foul is whistled here on Hastings. It's going to go on Donovan Schultz. That's going to be his second. That is team foul number 2 on Hastings. And going to the free throw line, Porter Bertel. He's averaging 10.3 points per ball game. He's got 18 tonight against Hastings. 0-2 from the free throw line. His shot is up there and it's good. So he'll have one more. He's a 55% foul shooter from the free throw line. Porter Bertel is 6'7" and sophomore out of Madison, Nebraska. 39-34. Hastings now with a 5-point lead. Broncos led at halftime 33-26. We got 5:52 to play in the ball game. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Bertel hits a pair. 39-35. Hastings had a 14-point lead in the first half of this ball game. Here comes Devin Manning. He gets away down the right sideline. He's heading for the basket, but then gives it up. Here's a pass inside to Reinwald. The shot's going to be blocked down by Bertel. Ball is recovered here by Hastings. That's Donovan Schultz getting the rebound out of Manning. Manning comes across the top to Haldmeier, who's into the ball game. Now to Fletcher. Fletcher open, takes the three-pointer. Shot good. Derek Fletcher has now got 14 points in the ball game. Hastings now leading by the score of 42-35. Here's Braun with the ball. Now to Bird. His shot for three is up there and good. Tyler Bird nails the three ball for Concordia. That is his first field goal of the ball game. Bird had 16 the last time these two teams played in that meeting in Seward. Here's a pass inside again to Donovan Schultz out to Trevor Holtmeyer. Now to Fletcher. Fletcher here on the right side of the lane. Backs it back out of there. Fletcher looking at this man-to-man defense. Tries to get away. Drives the ball toward the hole. Nice scoop. It's going to be deflected, but it's picked up here by Fletcher. Now to Manning. He drives for the hole, and it's not no good. The ball is deflected. They try to get it to Schultz down there. It's right back into the hands of Fletcher, who hands it away to Manning, who angles for the basket, and he's fouled in the play. And now Deving will go to the free throw line for Hastings. Bertel picks up his second personal foul. Manning to the free throw line. He's got 2 points so far tonight on a field goal. His shot is up there from the line. That's going to be short. Manning will have one more. He's a 64% foul shooter in the season. 42-38. Hastings has got the lead. And now Manning will have another one. Dane Bacon is down to the scorer's table. He will check in for Manning at the next opportunity. Manning looks up there, and the shot is good. So he hits one out of two from the line. Manning comes out. Here comes Bacon into the ball game now for Hastings. So 14 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, Hastings now leading by 5 points. The score is 43-38. We're in the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Concordia with the ball. Barrett Braun comes over here on the near side to Houchin. Houchin being attacked out here by Holtmeyer. Down to Bird on the baseline. Circles around a Bertel screen. Top of the key to Braun. Drives it down the right side of the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. Bacon had it. Lost it. And it's going to be Concordia ball. Dane had the ball just to the right of the hole down here on the baseline, but lost it out of bounds. It's going to be Concordia playing things in. 14-24 to play. Here's Bird. He gets it in out here to a Brent Houchin. Comes across the top and nobody home. Goes sailing into the scorer's table. So the Bulldogs give it right back to the Broncos here. Hastings leading by 5 points. 43-38. Concordia's on a two-game losing streak. They wasn't played in the All-Concordia tournament over the weekend and dropped a pair of games. Concordia right now fifth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Here's Dane Bacon as the basketball stripped away by Bird, but is picked up here by Schultz of Hastings. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald gets away, angles inside, spins, can't put up a shot. Comes to Schultz, now to Bacon, down in the corner for Fletcher. Shot for three is good. Derek Fletcher shooting his way out of his slump here. He's got 17 points in the basketball game, and Hastings has opened up an 8-point lead again. 46-38. We're in the second half here. 13:45 to play. Entry pass to get it to Bertel with his back to the basket. Now to Bird. Takes it down to the baseline. 15-footer good. Tyler Bird scores. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. 46-40. Broncos cannot break away here in the second half. Back with the basketball for Hastings. Dane Bacon now to Fletcher. Derek Fletcher dribbling with the ball. Moves over here on the wing on the right side. Fletcher sends it to the free throw line. And Schultz's shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Holtmeyer. Goes back up. The shot is blocked. Rebound Holtmeyer. His shot no good. Rebound Bertel. So two shots in the hole there by Holtmeyer of Hastings, and he couldn't convert. Now here comes Concordia back with the basketball, trailing by 6 points, 46-40. Here's Braun. His shot from the elbow is going to be no good. Long rebound comes out to Reinwald. Reinwald down to Dane Bacon. Bacon hustles into the forecourt. Back outside, Fletcher for three. His shot is in and out, no good. Rebound loose on the baseline. It's picked up by Concordia. Brent Houchin hustles it back the other way to Braun. Spins in the lane, puts up a shot. It's going to be a traveling violation on Braun. Turnover number 9 on Concordia. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Flynn and also Jason States. Schultz is going to check out, and Holtmeyer checks out. 12:44 to play here in the basketball game. Hastings trying to hang on here. The Broncos 46 and the Bulldogs 40. Men's college basketball. Here comes Fletcher back with the ball now for Hastings. Right-handed dribble. Fletcher behind the screen. Pulls up right at the top of the three-point circle. Sends it to the far side to Bacon. Takes it down to the baseline on the dribble. Bacon comes back out here to Tobin Reinwald. Down to Fletcher. Down to the baseline right side. It goes to Flynn. Out on top again to Bacon. Around the screen. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Stops there. Bacon has to get rid of it. Does so to Flynn. 11 seconds on the shot clock. Traveling violation now on Fletcher. Fletcher inside the free throw circle. A little indecision there. And a traveling violation is called on Hastings. Turnover number 9 in the Broncos. 12:17 to play in the ball game. Hastings 46, Concordia 40. Here's Charles Dunbar back into the ball game now for Concordia, dribbling with the ball. Hands it away to Bird. Bird out here in 3-point territory to Ryan Schrum. Picked up by Reinwald. Schrum trying to get away. Reinwald slips down. Schrum drives it. Goes over to Dunbar on the right sideline. Charles Dunbar drives the baseline, goes up with a shot, no good. He's fouled in the play. I think that's Fletcher picking up the foul here for Hastings. And that's the case. Derek Fletcher picks up personal foul number two. That's going to be team foul number three on Hastings here in the second half. Charles Dunbar to the free throw line now for Concordia. He's got 4 points in the ballgame thus far, a couple of field goals. His first free throw of the night spins down through the hole. It's good. So Dunbar will have one more. Fletcher comes out. Here comes Lohman back into the ballgame. Derek Fletcher with 17 points in the ballgame so far for Hastings. We'll get a quick breather here at the 11:56 mark. Next shot is up there by Dunbar. Is good, so he hits a pair of free throws. Dunbar now with six. It is 46-42. Hastings with a four-point lead. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive zone. Tobin Reinwald comes out on top to States. Now on the wing on the left side to Dane Bacon. Lobs it to Flynn, left side of the lane. Dylan Flynn working over there into the lane. Now kicks it back out on the wing over on the left side. That's going to be Brady Lohman. Brings it back to Flynn. Works on the baseline. Comes down in the corner on the right side. And Reinwald open for three. Takes the shot. No good. States grabs the rebound. And he's going to be fouled in the play. Nope, traveling. Jason States was knocked down in the play. A traveling violation is called. And Jason instead of a foul. So some oohs and ahs out of the crowd there. And it's going to be Concordia playing things in. Northwestern leading Mount Marty 55-40. 14:39 to play in their ballgame. Hastings will see Northwestern on Saturday afternoon in Orange City. Here's Bird for three. A shot good. Tyler Bird now with 8 points in the ballgame, and Concordia is within one. 46-45 now at the 11-minute mark of the second half from the Osborne Sports Complex. The Broncos had a 14-point lead in the first half. It's now down to one here. Tobin Reinwald powers his way to the basket. His shot no good, and he's fouling the play. Tobin Reinwald takes the ball right to the hole there from the wing on the right side. And a foul is going to be called on Ryan Shrum. That's going to be his second. So now Tobin Reinwald goes to the free throw line for Hastings. Reinwald, an 80% foul shooter in the season. He is 72 out of 89 from the free throw line. A shot from the line is up there. It is good by Reinwald. That is his first point of the night. Donovan Schultz comes into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Jason States. 47-45, Hastings. And Tobin Reinwald, the freshman out of Lincoln, will toe the mark here. His second free throw is up there. It's good. So Tobin hits a pair. And the Bronco lead is back up to 3 points at 48-45. But Concordia's got the basketball. Bird goes to Dunbar into the offensive scoring zone. Charles Dunbar dribbling with the ball here against Dane Bacon. Now to Tyler Bird. To Brent Houchin down in the corner to Shrum. Brings it back to Dunbar. Out here in three-point territory. Lobs it inside to Bertel. Back down in the right corner to Shrum. His shot for three. Good. Ryan Shrum hits a three ball. He's got 8 points in the ball game, and Concordia's tied things up now at 48 points apiece with 10 minutes and 24 seconds to play here in the basketball game from the Osborne Sports Complex. Brady Lohman now goes to Donovan Schultz. Spins on the baseline. Has it poked away, and it's picked up here by Houchin. A turnover on Hastings. Here comes Bird back the other way. Free throw line jumper. Good. Tyler Bird now with 10 points in the ball game, and Concordia grabs the lead. 50-48 over Hastings. 10 minutes to play here in the ball game. Here's a Tobin Reinwald with the ball. Reinwald gets it out here to Brady Lohman. Out of the near sideline, that's Dane Bacon as he holds it here. Concordia stays with a man-to-man defense. Bacon comes out to Reinwald. Over on the wing on the left side to Lohman. Gets it inside now to Flynn. Back outside to the right side of the lane. A shot is up there and in. It's Donovan Schultz. Schultz now with 11. The Broncos come back to tie things up at 50. We're in the second half with 9.5 minutes to play here in this one. Charles Dunbar has got the ball now for Concordia. Dunbar walks it down the right sideline. The Bird. Bird now to Houchin. Down in the corner to Shrum. Again, his three-pointer put up there. No good. Tip try, no good. Battling for it is loose, and it's picked up on the bounce here by Hastings. Dane Bacon weaves his way up to four, all the way to the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good. Misses the layup, and a rebound comes down to Brent Houchin again of Concordia. Down the right sideline. We're tied up at 50 points apiece with 9 minutes to play here in the ballgame. Charles Dunbar down to Tyler Bird. Shrum again for three. A shot good again. Same spot from the deep left corner. Shrum has now got 11 in the contest, and Concordia is out to a 53-50 advantage over Hastings. Here's Brady Lohman with the ball now in the offensive zone. Goes over on the wing on the left side is Dane Bacon. Bacon behind the screen. Can't use it. Down to Schultz for three. His shot is up there. It's good. Donovan Schultz, the big guy, steps away and hits a three-pointer for Hastings. He's now got 14 points in the ball game, and now Lance wants to call a timeout. We've got a timeout on the floor with 8 minutes and 32 seconds to play. Hastings 53, Concordia 53.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Northwestern leading Mount Marty now. The score is 62-53. They've got 8:20 to play. Hastings and Concordia now tied up at 53 points apiece. Sioux Falls had a lead over Dakota Wesleyan at halftime, 28-25. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Broncos had a 14-point lead in the first half. Led at halftime by 7. Concordia has come back to tie things up now here in the second half with 8.5 minutes to go. It's 53-53. Charles Dunbar with the ball now for the Bulldogs. Dunbar picked up there by Dane Bacon. Dunbar drives it toward the hole. Contact made. And we got a personal foul called here, a blocking foul. It's going to go on Bacon of Hastings. So Dane Bacon picks up his first. That's going to be team foul number, what, 4 on Hastings? Concordia's got 5 team fouls here in the second half. Non-shooting situation. So it's going to be Concordia playing things in from underneath their own basket. We're tied up at 53. Here's Houchin with the ball. Houchin now to Ryan Shrum. To Dunbar, 4-3. His shot is up there. It's short. Rebound picked up on the hop here by Hastings. Fletcher has got the board. Gets it out to Devin Manning down the near sideline. Manning out to Schultz. Fakes the three. Dribbles it to the right side of the lane. Now to Fletcher. Free throw line jumper. It's up there. No good. Tip try, no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound comes down to Shrum. Hastings again with golden opportunities right around the basket, and they could not finish. We're tied up at 53. 7:50 to play here in the ball game. Tyler Bird with the ball. Bird now to Shrum. Shrum here at the top of the key, picked up by Fletcher. Shrum drives it, spins at the elbow, drives it inside. His shot is up there. There's no good. He's fouled in the play. The foul is going to go on Fletcher. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now on Derek Fletcher, and going to the free throw line for Concordia is going to be Ryan Shrum. He is 2-for-2 from the line so far tonight. He's got 11 points in the ballgame. 79% foul shooter in the season. Tied up at 53 with 7:40 to play. Shot is up there. It's good. So Ryan Shrum now 3-of-3 from the free throw line. Holtmeyer is going to come out. Here comes Dylan Flynn back in there. Concordia is 13-9 in the season. They are 7-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Dogs currently occupying the number 5 spot in the conference. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Shrum, and the rebound comes down to Schultz of Hastings. 54-53. Concordia with a 1-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Here's Brady Lohman. Lohman on the dribble, takes it down in the baseline, down in the corner. Now he's in trouble, sends it back out on top. Fletcher. Derek Fletcher trying to drive it to the lane. His one-hander is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Schultz. His shot is up there and in. Fritel was knocked down on the play, but no foul called. Donovan Schultz gets the field goal. He's now got 16. And the Broncos now have the lead, 55-54. And they're questioning that down there as Porter Bertel hit the ground hard for Concordia, but no foul is called. Donovan Schultz gets the field goal to give the Broncos the lead, 55-54. Now we do have a foul called out here as another Concordia player hits the deck. That was Bertel again. This time the personal foul is whistled on Manning. So Devin Manning picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. As Porter Bertel hits the deck on both ends of the floor here. 6:59 to play here in the ball game. No free throws here as a Dunbar will inbound the ball here for Concordia. Right in front of the basket to Bertel. His shot's going to be blocked down by Flynn. And the ball is recovered there by Donovan Schultz. Schultz now to Fletcher. Into the forecourt. Fletcher Gets it away to Donovan out here in three-point territory. Brings it back to Manning. He drives for the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Porter Bertel. 55-54. Hastings with a one-point lead. 6:40 to play here in the ballgame. Charles Dunbar drives it again against Lohman, and he's fouling the play. Brady Lohman picks up the personal foul for the Broncos. That's number one on him. That's going to be team foul number seven now on Hastings. So now we're going to have some free throws. Going to the free throw line will be Dunbar. He's got 6 points so far tonight, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Charles Dunbar to the line now for Concordia to try to give the Dogs the lead. 6:36 left of the clock here in the second half. Hastings leading by 1 point, 55-54. Concordia beat Hastings earlier this year, 86-66 in Seward. So here's Charles Dunbar as he finally gets the basketball from the referee. Throws it up there. It's good. Dunbar hits the charity toss, and it's now a tie ball game again at 55. Bronco basketball for you tonight from 1230 KHIS at the Osborne Sports Complex. Second shot is up there. No good. Rebound Bertel, and he's going to be tackled in the play, and a foul is going to be called. And now Bertel will go to the free throw line as he goes down in the lane here. The foul is going to be called on Jason States. The third foul in States. That's going to be team foul number 8 here in the second half. And now they're going to have to wipe up where Bertel goes down right at the free throw line. Hastings College will play in Orange City, Iowa this weekend, Saturday afternoon, against the Red Raiders out of Northwestern, the women's team, currently ranked number 2 in the country. We'll have both games for you here on 1230 KHIS. 2 o'clock for the women's game, 4 o'clock for the guys. Airtime 1:45 on Saturday afternoon. Porter Bertel to the free throw line. He's got 20 points in the contest. Make it 21 as that one goes down through the hole. He is now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Porter Bertel scored 11 points against Hastings the first time around. Had only 6 on Saturday in their loss to Concordia, Wisconsin, but he's had a whale of a ball game tonight. Next shot is up there. It's good. He's now got 22 in the ball game here against Hastings, and Concordia's got a 2-point lead, 57-55. We're down to 6.5 minutes to play. Here's Fletcher with the ball for Hastings. Fletcher gives it away now to Donovan Schultz on the right sideline to Derek Fletcher. Back down in the corner to Schultz, and now we got contact made again inside, and a foul is going to be called. So Concordia's got a 57-55 lead over Hastings, and this foul is going to go on Brent Houchin. That's going to be his second. That's team foul number 6 on the Bulldogs, so no free throws here. Hastings will play things in. Derek Fletcher gets it to Manning, and he nearly lost the ball out of bounds, but Manning gets it under control. Now to Schultz. Now to Brady Lohman out here in three-point territory. Drives the ball against Dunbar, takes it down to the baseline, goes up for the shot and scores. Brady Lohman scores. He's got 4 points in the ball game. It's now tied up again at 57. Whale of a ball game here tonight between Concordia and Hastings. Here's Dunbar, drives the baseline, tries to dish it off, and a traveling violation is called. Dunbar drives the baseline from the right corner toward the basket, trying to go inside to Houchin right in front of the basket, and he's whistled for the traveling violation. That is 10 turnovers now in Concordia in the ball game. Hastings with a chance to pull ahead. 5:48 to play. Here's a Devin Manning with the ball. Manning drives the ball down the right side of the lane. Contact made again as Manning goes up for the shot. It would not go, but a foul is going to be called on the Dogs. It's going to go on Tyler Bird. Second foul on Tyler Bird. Now Hastings will go to the free throw line. Going for the stripe is going to be Devin Manning. Manning with 3 points so far in the ball game. He's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 64% foul shooter in the season. We're tied up at 57. Shot there by Manning is up. Rims off, no good. Rebound is loose. We got 3 players hit the deck. No fouls called, and they finally it goes out of bounds. And they give the ball here to Concordia. So Manning misses a free throw, and that was a free-for-all. Schultz went down. Bertel went down right in front of the Bronco bench. Also, Houchin goes down. Now we're going to have to wipe up down there. No foul was called. It's going to be Concordia playing things in here in backcourt. 5:40 remaining here in the ballgame, or at least in regulation. We're tied up at 57 points apiece. Morningside is leading Midland on a score of 68-49 with 7:05 to play. Midland had that ball game cut down to six early in the second half, but Morningside has taken control now, 68-49 over Midland and the Great Plains Athletic Conference this evening. We're tied up at 57 here, Hastings and Concordia. Here's Ryan Shrum with the ball out to Bird. Bird sends it over on the right sideline to Charles Dunbar. Lobs it inside to Bertel. Grabs the ball, goes up, and he's stripped of the ball, and a foul is going to be called. Boy, nothing is coming easy inside anymore. Donovan Schultz picks up the foul for Hastings. That's going to be his third. He hacks Porter Bertel on the arm. And now Porter goes back to the free throw line. He's 4 of 6 so far tonight. 22 points in the ball game for Porter Bertel. He'll have a couple of shots here. So the big guy will toe the mark for Concordia. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Bertel will have one more. Bertel is a 6'7" sophomore out of Madison, Nebraska. We're tied up at 57 points apiece with 5 minutes and 19 seconds to go. Next one is up there by Bertel. That one is good, so he hits one out of two. He's now got 23 in the ball game for the Dogs. 58-57. Concordia's got a one-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Woolman now to Fletcher to the free throw line. Fletcher to Schultz, tries to dump it away, and it's going to be intercepted. Trying to take it down underneath the basket, and the ball is intercepted here by Bird. So a turnover on Hastings, their 11th of the ball game. We're at the five-minute mark. Concordia's got a one-point lead, 58-57. Dunbar has got it down to Shrum. Shrum picked up out there by Tobin Reinwald. Goes across the top of the key now to a Tyler Bird. Bird out on top to Houchin. Houchin picked up by Flynn. Hands it away to Bird. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Charles Dunbar. Dunbar dribbling with the ball. Trying to get away. Splits a couple of defenders. Drives it into the lane. A short jumper is up there and in. Dunbar scores. He has now got 9 points in the ball game, and Concordia now has a three-point lead. It is 60-57. Reinwald goes for the basket, dumps it away to Schultz, and his shot is up and in. Donovan Schultz gets the field goal. The assist goes to Tobin Reinwald, and now it's a one-point ball game again, 60-59. Concordia out on top by 1 point. Charles Dunbar with the ball for the Dogs, works against Woolman. Circles around underneath the basket, goes deep in a corner on the right side, trying to get rid of it. They do. Porter Bertel has got it, spins in the lane. His shot is up there over Schultz. Good. Porter Bertel scores, and now Concordia wants to call a timeout. Bertel now with 25 points in the ball game for Concordia. We've got a timeout, 4 minutes to play in the ball game. It's Concordia 62, Hastings 59.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
Coming up after the ball game tonight, we'll name our players of the game at our coaches' post-game show before we get out of here. Bronco basketball returns on Saturday afternoon from Orion City as the Broncos will take on nationally ranked Northwestern in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Airtime 1:45. Women's game will go at 2 with the men to follow at 4 o'clock. The Bronco women tonight coughing up a 16-point second-half lead. And they lose to Concordia tonight by a score of 66-62. The Broncos went nearly 8 minutes without scoring in the ball game, while Concordia was rattling off 17 straight points. Dogs getting a couple of free throws in the final 13 seconds to seal her up. And Concordia beat Hastings tonight in women's basketball 66-62. It is 62-59 here at Concordia with a three-point lead. Hastings with the ball. We got 4 minutes exactly to play here in this basketball game. Here's Brady Woolman. He'll bring it up now against Dunbar. Woolman stops, comes to Dylan Flynn. Now across the top, Tobin Reinwald has been kind of quiet tonight. To Brady Woolman. Woolman behind his screen from Schultz. Now he stops out here in three-point territory. Sends a pass back out on top. That is Fletcher with the ball. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Fletcher drives it out to Tobin. Tobin drives it down the right side of the lane. Goes for the hole and shot. Good, and he's fouled. Tobin Reinwald gets the field goal. For Hastings, he is fouled in a play by Bertel. As Reinwald goes to the free throw line, They're trying to make this a three-point play. Porter Bertel gets his third personal foul in the ball game. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Bulldogs. And now Tobin Reinwald will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. 62-61 is the score. Hastings now trailing by 1. And now the freshman out of Lincoln, who's an 80% foul shooter, will go to the free throw line here for the Broncos. 62-61, Concordia with the lead. Shot is up there, the shot good. Tobin Reinwald has put this baby in the knot. 62-62. 3.5 to play in the ball game. As Charles Dunbar comes up the floor now for the Dogs. Gets it to Bird. Bird, not a Shrum at the top of the key. Picked up by Reinwald of Hastings. There's Bird. Entry pass to Bertel. Backs up down the lane. Goes up with a shot. It's going to be blocked down by Flynn. Ball is loose. Right side of the lane. The scramble is on. Hastings gets control of the ball and then calls the timeout. Dylan Flynn at the bottom of the stack got possession of the ball and they call the timeout. So Hastings will have possession here with 3:09 remaining in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 62 and Concordia 62.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College and Concordia now tied up at 62 points apiece. 3 minutes and 9 seconds to play here in the basketball game from the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings will have the ball. Here's Ryan Walls. He flips it to Brady Lohman out here in three-point territory, picked up by Dunbar. Now here's Fletcher. Fletcher goes on a high post. That's Schultz. Dribbles once. Back out to Fletcher. 4-3. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the right side. No good. Rebound Schultz. Donovan Schultz comes out on top. Now to Fletcher. Fletcher to Reinwald. Now to Lohman. Now to Derek Fletcher. 2:44 to play. Fletcher with the ball. His 15-footer is put up there. He hits another one. Derek Fletcher now with 19 points in the ball game for Hastings. And the Broncos have the lead by the score of 64-62. 2.5 minutes to play here in this one. Here's a Tyler Bird with the ball. Bird gets it to Charles Dunbar. Dunbar hands the ball away out to Ryan Shrum. He drives it against Reinwald, spins, puts up a short jumper in the lane and shot good. Ryan Shrum scores. He's now got 14. Now we're tied up at 64 points apiece. Hastings with the ball. Fletcher comes out to Reinwald, not to Schultz. Thought about the long three, but passed it up. We're down to 2:05 to play in the ball game. There's Donovan with the ball on the left side of the lane. Donovan stops, comes out to Reinwald. Reinwald down to the right sideline to Lohman. Lohman comes back out to Reinwald, 25 feet away from the basket to Fletcher. His shot is up there. It's good again. Derek Fletcher now with 21 points in the ball game, keeping the Broncos out on top here. 66-64. Hastings with a lead. A minute and 45 seconds to play. Charles Dunbar has got the ball now for Concordia. Dunbar on the dribble. Out here in three-point territory. Dunbar thought about the three. Passed it up. Comes to the near sideline. Bird has got it. Trying to drive it. Can't do it. Bird comes back out into three-point territory. Jump pass to the left side. Houchin. Houchin takes the ball into the paint. Powers his way to the basket. His shot good. Houchin powers his way right to the hole. Put it up high off the glass, and it drops down through the hole. Now we're tied up with a minute and 18 seconds to play. We've got a timeout to score. Hastings 66, Concordia 66.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, part of the community since 1946. We are the only member-owned financial institution in the area offering checking, savings, shares, auto or home loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Anyone that lives or works in the Hastings area can become a member. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
1230 KHAS.
Northwestern has beaten Mount Marty tonight in men's college basketball. The final, the Red Raiders 80, Mount Marty 66. That ball game being played up in Yankton tonight, so that doubleheader is in the books. The Northwestern women beat Mount Marty 88-59, and the Northwestern men beat Mount Marty by a score of 80-66. We will see the Red Raiders on Saturday afternoon in Orange City. 66-66. We are tied here in regulation. About a minute left in the basketball game as Concordia calls that timeout there. They've got one timeout left. So Hastings breaking huddle now. We're at the 118 mark to be exact. 118 left in regulation. We're tied at 66. Broncos will inbound here in backcourt. So Tobin Reinwald will inbound the basketball for Hastings. He will get it into Woolman, who flips it back to Tobin, and he'll bring things up. Tied up at 66, men's college basketball here tonight. That's Woolman with the ball. Deep wing, left side. Woolman holds it, now to Reinwald, now to Woolman again. Brady gets away, trying to drive it, can't do it, gets away to Reinwald. He gets away, drives it down the lane, his shot, no good, the ball tapped out. It's loose, it's picked up by Woolman. He drives the baseline, he's double-teamed, gets the ball away now to Schultz. Schultz now to Fletcher. Fletcher has got the ball. 49 seconds to play. Fletcher takes it to Woolman, takes it down to the baseline, goes for the hole and scores! Brady Woolman scores, and Hastings has the lead. 68-66. That was 42 seconds to play. Here's a Tyler Bird with the ball. Tyler Bird with 37 seconds to play. Tyler Bird works against Woolman. Comes out on top to Schrum. Schrum on the dribble, moves it to the right side. Bounce pass goes into Huebner. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouling the play. Huebner gets the field goal to go down for Concordia. He's been fighting foul trouble all night long. He just checked back in there. Huebner gets the field goal to go down to tie it up now. And now going to the free throw line. Sam will try to give the Bulldogs the lead. The personal foul goes on Hastings College. It's going to go on Dylan Flynn. That's going to be his fourth foul. Huebner's free throw is good. That gives Concordia the advantage. 69-68. Concordia's got the lead now with 24 seconds to play, and Lance calls the timeout. So the Broncos call the timeout with 22 seconds to play. We'll take a break with a score. Concordia 69, Hastings 68.
Follow the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, St. Cecilia, Adams Central, and area and state athletes and teams in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. To subscribe, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Click on HT Media for live streaming of sports events at Adams Central, St. Cecilia, Silver Lake, and Kennesaw. The Hastings Tribune is a proud supporter of this sports broadcast.
1230 KHAS.
So here we go again. The Broncos with seconds to go to try to win it. 69-68. Concordia's got the lead. A three-point play down here by Sam Huebner for the Concordia Bulldogs has given Concordia the lead in the final seconds of this ballgame. Hastings led 33-26 at halftime. Broncos had an 11-point lead here in the second half. They let that slip away. This has been a tight basketball game for the past 8-9 minutes. 22.2 seconds to play, to be exact. Lance Creech calling the timeout. It is 69-68. Hastings is trailing by a point. The Broncos will inbound here on the near sideline. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Concordia down the stretch here. 22 seconds to play. Hastings will play it in. Tobin Reinwald, now to Brady Lohman. He steps it back into the offensive scoring zone. We're down to 16 seconds to go. Reinwald, now to Fletcher. Fletcher driving the ball down the lane. His shot is up there. It's no good, and he's fouled in a play. And Fletcher will go to the free throw line for Hastings. He was fouled in a play there by Ryan Schrum. So Fletcher now goes to the free throw line with 10.5 seconds to play with a score 69-68. Fletcher will have two shots. Fletcher is an 85% foul shooter in the season. He has not been there tonight. Fletcher with 21 points in the basketball game. He'll have a couple of shots here. His first one is good. We're tied at 69. Here comes Charles Dunbar back into the ball game. 10.5 seconds to play. We are tied now at 69 points apiece. As Fletcher will have one more. He eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. He hits that one. Hastings with a lead. Broncos now lead 70-69. Here comes Charles Dunbar down the right side for Concordia. He drives the ball to the hole. His shot is up there. It's no good. Ball being tapped around. Lohman grabs the ball, and now we've got a traveling violation on Hastings. Concordia is going to get the ball. Brady Lohman falls down with it on the left side of the lane. With 1.3 seconds to play, a traveling violation is called on Brady Lohman, and Hastings will have to stay here on defense. 1.3 seconds to play. A traveling violation is called on Brady Lohman, who falls down right side of the basket. No foul was called. 1.3 seconds to play. Broncos look confused out there as Concordia is going to inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own hole. Only 1.3 seconds remain. Hastings has a one-point lead, 70-69. I think the Broncos are out of timeouts. They're shouting instructions in here from the far end of the floor. It's going to be Concordia inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Now Concordia wants to call a timeout. Wow. 1.3 seconds to play. It appears that Hastings got the rebound. Lohman falls down. Left side of the lane. A traveling violation was called, and Concordia has a chance here. We'll take a quick break. Hastings 70, Concordia 69.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
1230 KHAS.
Well, not much here. 1.3 seconds to play. Charles Dunbar will inbound the ball. Hastings leading by the score at 70-69 over Concordia. Dunbar will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. I'm sure they're trying to lob it into the lane here. Dunbar looking. Comes way out on top. Bird grabs the ball. Steps inside the ring. A shot is up there. It's good. Does it count? Yes, it does. Tyler Bird hits the 15-foot jumper from the right side of the lane. It goes straight through the hole. And Concordia beats Hastings by the score of 71-70. Tyler Bird hits a shot from the right side of the lane, about a 15-footer. It goes straight through the hole. And the question was, did it count? The officials right there, they counted good. And Concordia beats Hastings tonight, 71-70, on a jump shot from Tyler Bird as time expires. Wow. Concordia beats Hastings tonight, 71-70. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning 7 to 11, Sunday 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings or online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Pro-Team Design is gearing up for spring sports with great products from Mizuno, Wilson, Diamond, Tachikara, Russell, Majestic, and Richardson. So whether you play club volleyball, little league baseball, or run track, we have what you need for another successful season. Stop in today and see our new retail showroom full of gear to outfit you from head to toe. Don't forget, we do screen printing and embroidery too. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Concordia comes back to beat Hastings College here tonight. The final score, Concordia 71, Hastings 70. Tyler Bird hits the 15-foot jumper from the right side of the lane as time expires, and Concordia comes back from 11 points down in the second half. Hastings had a big lead in the first half as well, with 14 points, but the Broncos cannot hang on tonight. And Tyler Bird sends the Broncos down to defeat for the 15th time this season. Hastings is now 9-15 on the year. They dropped to 5-9 at the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia improves to 14 wins and 9 losses. They are now 8-5 in conference play. Big night for Porter Bertel, 25 points in the basketball game. He had 14 in the first half, 11 more in the second half. So 25 points in the ball game tonight for Bertel. 14 for Ryan Shrum, 12 for Tyler Bird, including the game winner in the ball game tonight. Other scores, 3 points for Barrett Braun, 2 points for Brent Houchin. That is it. Six guys score for Concordia, and they knock off Hastings 71-70. Hastings getting 23 tonight from Derek Fletcher, 18 from Donovan Schultz. Then 6 points for Brady Lohman, 5 points for Tobin Reinwald, 3 points for Aaron Kane, 3 for Devin Manning, 2 points in the ball game tonight for Nate Olson, and 2 for Dane Bacon. So Hastings College drops one here tonight to Concordia. Another heartbreaker for the Broncos, 71-70. As Concordia comes back to beat the Broncos in men's college basketball, Hastings now gets ready to face nationally ranked Northwestern coming up on Saturday afternoon in Orange City. Again, the final score was Concordia 71, Hastings 70. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
So Concordia beats Hastings tonight 71-70 in men's college basketball. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Women's contest tonight won by Concordia by the score of 66-62. The Bronco women had 4 players score in double figures tonight. Sophia McDermott, 16. Brittany Wong, 16 points. Alicia Stadler, 14 points and 11 rebounds. Courtney Spahn had 11 points and 8 rebounds in the ball game. All candidates for our player of the game. For the Hastings College men, Derek Fletcher, 23 points. A couple of rebounds for Fletch. Donovan Schultz with a double-double tonight, 18 points and 12 rebounds. Our candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our winners right after this.
Follow the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, St. Cecilia, Adams Central, and area and state athletes and teams in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. To subscribe, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Click on HT Media for live streaming of sports events at Adams Central, St. Cecilia, Silver Lake, and Kennesaw. The Hastings Tribune is a proud supporter of this sports broadcast.
For the Hastings College women's basketball team, we'll honor 2 winners here tonight. Sophia McDermott, Brittany Wong, almost identical statistics in the ball game tonight. Sophia was 5 out of 10 from the field, 1 out of 4 from 3-point territory, hit 5 out of 6 free throws with 2 rebounds, 16 points, 2 assists, and 1 block shot in 31 minutes. Brittany Wong was 6 out of 11 from the field, 2 out of 3 on 3-pointers, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, 2 rebounds, 16 points, 3 assists for Brittany Wong in the ball game. We'll have co-winners with Sophia McDermott and Brittany Wong, our players of the game. And for the Hastings College men's basketball team, good to see this guy maybe break out of his midseason slump here. As Derek Fletcher, has been averaging only 7 points per ball game. The last five contests comes up with 23 in the ball game tonight. Fletch was 8 out of 19 from the field, 5 out of 11 on three-pointers, 2 out of 2 on free throws, pulls down a couple of rebounds, scores 23 points, 2 assists, and also had 2 steals in 35 minutes of playing time here tonight, but in a losing cause as Concordia beats Hastings by the score of 71-70. So Sophia McDermott, Brittany Wong are players of the game for the Hastings College women's basketball team. For the guys, Derek Fletcher, as Hastings drops a couple of ball games here tonight to the Concordia Bulldogs. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned for more of our Hastings College basketball coverage with the Coach's Post Game Show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boar's Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. New Mohawk products are arriving at Boar's Floors, and you can get sale prices on the new Mohawk carpet, tile, laminate, and wood, plus discounts on the current Mohawk line of floor products. Now is the time to save on Mohawk Carpet at Boar's Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 46-4, that's 463-5667, Boar's Floors in Hastings.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Hastings College dropping one here tonight, 71-70 on a Tyler Byrd 15-foot jump shot as time expired, as the Dogs come back from a big deficit again in the second half to beat Hastings 71-70 as Hastings head coach Lance Creech joins us in the post game. Nobody likes to lose, and certainly nobody likes to lose on a shot like that.
No, I don't. You know, and it unfortunate. And thought we had it pretty well defended, and kid made a heck of a play. You know, I mean, that's a good player making a great play. So I don't think we necessarily have anything to hang our head about. And if anything, I come out of this somewhat encouraged. I thought we showed some good fight. I thought we got better. We played competitive. I thought we did a lot of good things that we had been working on in practice, and I thought we executed a scouting report pretty well for the most part. So, you know, sometimes you can get better in a loss, and tonight was one of those times.
1.2 seconds they were inbounding the ball underneath the basket, looking maybe at the crowd to land it. What were you thinking there?
I just thought they were going to try and throw something up front of the rim. You know, I mean, there's quite a bit of time to even try that necessarily, but, you know, I was just hoping to kind of, if there was a shot, you know, a tip at the rim, we could maybe just kind of deflect it out ourselves. And we just talked about tipping it long, let, you know, get it high in the air, whatever you had to do to let the clock go. But kid make a heck of a play with the catch alone and shot fake it and, you know, get our guy in the air and knock in a tough shot. It was a good play on his part.
Porter Bertel tonight, 25 points in the ball game for Concordia. We had no answer for him tonight.
No, we didn't. You know, and in the first half, it was we just couldn't keep their guard out of the paint. You know, and a lot of times he was just catching it and putting it in, you know, in the first half. Now, the second half, he made some tough plays. You know, I mean, he is a load. For those that weren't here seeing this big load, it, you know, it might trying to describe that monster on the radio might be tough because he is a big, big, strong body. And even at times when we were in the right position, we just kind of bounced off of him. So, you know, he's only a sophomore, too, and I don't think he's probably going to get any smaller for the next 2 years. But it was just a tough matchup for us, and he's been a tough matchup for a lot of folks.
You talked about some encouraging signs, some good things you saw in the basketball game tonight. To expand on those.
Well, I just, you know, for the lackluster effort that we put out there on Sunday, I thought our kids come out, and I thought they competed, you know, first of all, and you know, Dylan Flynn's first time in the lineup, I thought he really got us some big offensive boards early on. I thought he played well for the bulk of the night. It was good to see Fletch and Don both have nice nights shooting the basketball because it's been a while since we've had both of those guys back on the same page. So just a lot of good things from that regard. You know, we out-rebound a pretty darn good rebounding team. We have 14 offensive rebounds, you know, so there was a lot of good things in there. And it's just going to be, you know, a matter if we can build on it going into a tough three-game stretch.
a shooter like Fletcher, like we talked to in the pregame show, a kid that's been on a five-game slide here, to just take a game like this to get him cranked up again, get his confidence back?
Oh, yeah. You know, shooting the basketball is like a golf swing or a good hitter in baseball. You know, there's got to be a mental component to it. And, you know, I've always said Fletcher would be a heck of a defensive back because he can miss a lot of shots and not even bat an eye, you know, and I think that's kind of what he's done here. Found himself a way to get back on track and, you know, hopefully in a big game with a tough environment, and he hit some big shots for us down the stretch, especially at the end of the game there.
Can the team build their confidence on a loss like this?
We're sure going to try because there was a heck of a lot more positive come out of this game tonight than there was Sunday or our game against Dort or, you know, and you know, how it is. You can really catch a kid's attention after a loss because it's fresh and it stings and all those things. So hopefully if we use it correctly and understand where our downfalls were and you know, it's going to be a different dynamic that we're going to see on Saturday with Northwestern. But it's still, there's a lot of things that we can take out of this from a positive.
That's like playing a jet airplane on Saturday,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, no question. Yeah, no doubt. It's going to be, you know, you're playing a diesel semi-trailer here, and you're going to go play a rocket on Saturday. So it's a way different scenario that we're going to have to prepare for on Saturday.
Okay, we'll see you Saturday.
Thank you, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings. Again, the Broncos dropping this one here tonight to Concordia by a score of 71-70. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boar's Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. New Mohawk products are arriving at Boar's Floors, and you can get sale prices on the new Mohawk carpet, tile, laminate, and wood, plus discounts on the current Mohawk line of floor products. Now is the time to save on Mohawk Carpet at Boar's Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 46-FLOOR, that's 463-5667, Boar's Floors in Hastings.
So Hastings College drops one here tonight, 71-72 Concordia. The Bulldogs now 14-9 in the season. They are 8-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings falls to 9-15. The Broncos now 5-9 in the GPAC. Hastings will get ready for the Northwestern Red Raiders, the nationally ranked Northwestern Red Raiders, coming up on Saturday afternoon in Orange City. So tough basketball night tonight for the Hastings College basketball teams. Concordia coming back in the women's game to beat Hastings by the score of 66-62. Same story in the guys' game. Hastings losing to Concordia by the score of 71-70. That'll wrap things up in the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. For my producer and studio engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.